Hello and welcome to the start of a brand new project which is designed to introduce and talk about and follow a political campaign. I'm going to be working over the next few months in order to bring you reports about from the campaign of a candidate who's standing for election in the Irish general election campaign. So the whole idea is that I'm going to try to make it as transparent as possible, bring you as much information as possible about what goes on when somebody tries to stand for election in Ireland. And sitting beside me is the man who is going up for election. In a minute I'll let him introduce himself, but that's the whole idea. We'll be working together. I will be trying to draw out of him information about what he's up to. I've been offered unlimited access to his campaign. I'll have an opportunity to meet his campaign team, and I'll be able to find out more and more about this candidate and what he has to do in an effort to get elected. Isn't that right, sir?
It is, Paul. I'm John Gilroy. I'm Labour Party councillor for the Blarney electoral area of Cork County Council. I was elected first in 2004 and re-elected in 2009 last year to the council, and I've been lucky enough to have been selected to stand for the Labour Party in the constituency of Cork North Central.
So you're a local politician who's now trying to get elected to the highest parliament in Ireland, is that right?
That's the way it generally works. That's the trajectory normally of politicians in Ireland. There is you start and you serve your apprentice, I suppose, for want of a better way of putting it, at local level, and then hopefully move on to represent your constituents in the National Parliament, yes.
That makes sense to me, because I mean, somebody has to learn political skills somewhere. So basically you have a place, where you start. But now you're going up for a national election. Now, look, before, we're not going to talk about what you stand for and anything like that today. We're just going to talk about the project, right? Now, look, from your point of view, what have we agreed to do?
Well, what we've agreed, Paul, and you'll correct me now if I'm wrong, and
interrupt me. Yeah, I will, I promise.
Look, you have unlimited access to me and my team in this campaign. I suppose we'll call this very grandly a campaign video audio diary, where I will, of course, try to promote myself, Paul, as politicians do.
Politicians always try to promote themselves, right?
And what you will do is try and draw me back from that and try to get to the heart of the project that we're doing. There's a level of cynicism, Paul, in Irish politics, which is heartbreaking, really. And what we want to do is get beyond that cynicism and show people that politics, or the type of politics that I stand for, really can make a difference in people's lives.
Well, there are all sorts of things about politics. I mean, just take the very basic thing. I have absolutely no idea at the moment, John, what you have to do in order to get elected, forms you have to sign, who you have to be nominated by, what you have to go through and all that. So as we go through this this campaign together, if you like, I'll be trying to find out from you and give you a chance to tell us the nitty-gritty details of what you have to do on a day-to-day level. Is that okay?
That's fine, Paul. And we're anticipating, as much as we can, that the election is going to take place in perhaps the first or second week of March of next year.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that it would be. I even heard people saying it might be earlier. And then yesterday something happened that made me think, ha-ha, maybe they're going to try and scheme and put it back even later. But, you know, For good or bad, we're going to stick together over until right the way through. Is that right? All the way through.
Absolutely, yeah, that's right. Yeah. The government have told us, and it is in the gift of the government to call the election and set the date for it, the government have told us that they must bring forward the Finance Act. The Green Party have said they are going to pull out of government as soon as the Finance Act has passed through the Dáil. The Finance Act is anticipated to take place in the first or second week of February, and we think that the Taoiseach will call a 30-day campaign after that, which will bring us on to the middle of March.
Well, as far as you and I are concerned, we're now in December. We'll have to deal with Christmas and all that, and we'll do our best to meet fairly regularly here, maybe three or four times a week, and do short 5-minute audios about what's going on. Does that make sense?
That's perfect. And of course, campaigns by their nature are diverse, and we will be dealing with the very grand strategic issues of state, and we will be dealing with the mind-bogglingly banality of running a campaign as well, and everything in between.
Well, I'm very interested in detail, you see, so I have every intention of asking you very detailed questions about, you know, who exactly you met, And you know, who have you phoned up to do with politics today? And you know, for instance, I might even say to you, is when's the last time you spoke to Eamon Gilmore, the Irish Labour Party political leader? And you will have to be willing to answer those kind of questions.
I'll answer any question within reason that you can ask me, Paul.
I know, but look, it's the whole thing is we'll get experience, both of us, at doing this together, right?
Perfect,
you know,
yeah.
I'm totally committed to trying to help people understand what politicians actually do.
And there is a grave misconception abroad of what politicians actually do. I mean, there is a perception that politicians can achieve absolutely everything. The reality is very different from that, and that will unfold as we go along through this project.
So I'll draw you out. I'll ask you know, leading questions, but I'll also give you a chance to say what you think and believe about certain issues as they come up. Is that all right?
That's fine, Paul. And just remember now that it is in my nature and the nature of politicians to self-promote at the very grandest scale. So that's your challenge.
Look, you'd be no bloody good if you don't promote yourself, right?
We're on the one stage.
To be absolutely honest, I'm promoting myself too.
Good.
So, you know, here I am doing a job which could rebound for good or bad on my reputation too.
And on mine likewise.
Yeah, so we're in the same boat.
Perfect.
Okay. John Gilmore, I'm going to give you Gilroy. Right. I'm giving you the last word. What do you want to say at the end of this?
Well, I don't want to say anything more today, Paul. Just let's listen in. I'm going out today now, and I'm going sourcing a van, Paul. That's my job for today. Sourcing a van and get some artwork for the side of this van. We're launching a campaign tonight in SARS Club. We have about 100 of my supporters coming there tonight. And maybe we'll talk tomorrow or the next day about how that's gone.
About how the man in the van got on.
How the man in the van has done it, yes.
Okay, thank you, John.
Thanks, Paul.